Chapter 2. Created to Need Helpmeet. I needed her. The reason I chose Deb to be my bride was because I had developed a need for her. Not sexually at first. I possessed a sexual need for 13 years and knew many girls I felt could satisfy that hunger. Before I met Deb, she was already involved in winning guys to faith in Christ. In time, she became one of about 40 men and women that worked together in a ministry of sharing the gospel with Marines and Navy men and women. Over a 4-year period, I found myself increasingly relying upon her as a friend in the ministry. We became buddies. I liked her. She made me laugh. She challenged me. She was good-looking. But I knew other girls that were strikingly beautiful. I chose her because my life evolved to where I needed her. Not just her body, but her spirit. Her mind, her courage, her wisdom. We were not romantically involved during those years. There was just this basic need that she alone came to meet. And I realized that if I could have her all to myself, I would be fulfilled as a person. I didn't know it at the time, but I was created to need a helpmeet, and everything about her seemed to meet my need. She made me whole. Adam and his helper. Just as I did, the first man, Adam, discovered his need for a woman. God created Adam alone without Eve or any other human creature. And then God gave him the job of naming all the animals. Observing the animals relating to one another in pairs and in groups, Adam searched for his counterpart, but found none. The author of Genesis observes, "But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him." Genesis 2:20. "Not found" indicates that he looked for his helper, but found none among the animals. It was in Adam's nature to need this yet uncreated counterpart. God said, "It is not good that man should be alone," because Adam had just discovered a fundamental fact of his nature. He was, in fact, created to need someone. So the Creator said, "I will make him an help meet for him." Genesis 2:18. Adam needed sex, but that is a small need compared to the need to have a soulmate. Sex is less than 90 minutes out of the week. That leaves 9,990 minutes for companionship. Less than 1% of our time involves sex. Good sex is great, but marriage is built on much more. What is a helpmeet? It is not helpmeet, as in one word. It is two words, a verb help used as a noun and a modifier meet. When helper is modified with the word meet, it speaks of a particular kind of helper, one that is designed to fit the needs of the one being helped, a suitable helper. As two pieces of the puzzle meet in exact profile, so man and woman meet the nature of the other.